This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It would be a nightmare for the Watson camp. And I think Texans fans, for the most part, might agree on this. 713-572-4610. The biggest nightmare for Texans fans and Watson fans, and let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. He's not able to play football this year. The biggest nightmare would have to be Baker Mayfield finding a way to stay in Cleveland and be quarterback. Do you agree? Because Baker Mayfield would give them the best chance to win, which would negatively impact your draft equity from a Texans point of view. And it would give the Browns somewhat of a chance to be a better squad with a polarizing quarterback who's been the face of the franchise for a few years. That's easy to rally behind, especially when his back's against the wall for the Watson camp. And it might even divide the fan base even more. So if the suspension is a year, I think the Watson camp and Texans fans could be somewhat in unison when it comes to Baker Mayfield coming back and how they would feel about it.
And he kind of gave mixed messaging on that. First, he said, you know, they've already kind of established what his future is, and then it was a little more vague. But yes, it absolutely would. And for no reason other than they have a better chance to win with Baker Mayfield. They just do. And so I think absolutely both camps would not be appreciative of that. And then there's the Watson factor. Baker Mayfield all of a sudden would be an underdog, you know, and everybody likes an underdog. You know, well, he stinks, get him out of here. Oh, we got Deshaun Watson, awesome. Then all this stuff happens, and Baker's been playing it, you know, pretty well for the most part. And he comes back to Cleveland. You don't think Cleveland fans would rally behind Baker? And what if he has a healthy, good season?
This was Baker Mayfield yesterday at his youth football camp, just talking about the possibility of reuniting with the Browns.
If they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
All right, there you go.
See what I mean? Just kind of vague, no, but, you know?
The thing is, like, what would the payoff be? That's always the question that you ask. Like, let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. Baker Mayfield's going to basically be playing on a one-year contract. So he's going to be trying to find his next opportunity, and he's going to be auditioning for other teams. Where's the best situation to where you can play the best football? Is it in Carolina? Is it in Seattle? Or is it in Cleveland with a team that already won 11 games with him a couple of years ago?
He knows.
And a playoff game. He was hurt. He knows the system.
It's
he knows
gotten
the
better.
Fan base. He
Weapons.
Knows what it takes. All of that.
Yeah.
Just added Amari Cooper, have a very good defense, have a very good run game. I think it's very simple. From just a audition standpoint to where you are putting yourself in the best position to earn your next opportunity, from Baker Mayfield's point of view, it makes sense, right?
It does. It's unlikely, but he was vague about it, like I said, and it does make sense just from I have
POV.
I want to put something really good on my resume.
There you go.
Yeah.
So from the Browns' perspective, obviously, let's put the drama aside. From a Browns perspective, who's a better player? Is it Jacoby Brissett or is it Baker Mayfield?
That's easy. Baker Mayfield.
There you go. So from those two perspectives, it makes sense. Not saying it's going to happen, but let's pretend it did. Let's pretend that Deshaun Watson gets suspended for a year. Baker Mayfield says that he's going to come back. The Browns reach out, and Baker Mayfield's basically on a one-year deal, and he's holding down the fort until Deshaun Watson's able to return.
Texans fans are going to be disappointed because Texans fans want the Browns to be as bad as possible because they have control of the Browns' first-round pick, correct?
Yes.
The Watson camp, what would they be saying behind closed doors with the Watson camp with Baker Mayfield going to Cleveland?
I think they don't want anybody to kind of get in their way, and Baker Mayfield would be in their way, so to speak. And I think they would see fans maybe rallying all of a sudden, as I mentioned, and all of a sudden becomes an underdog. And what if they win? What if they win with Baker?
That would divide the city of Cleveland up because you still have some Baker Mayfield fans.
Yeah.
And then you got the Deshaun truthers.
Exactly.
Which brings me to this. If Baker Mayfield plays for the Cleveland Browns in 2022, there is no middle ground for me.
Mm-hmm.
I either want the Browns to go 0-17 or I want them to go 17-0. I want the Browns to win a Super Bowl if Baker Mayfield comes back to Cleveland simply because my amusement of Deshaun Watson with all of the stuff that has happened here, with the signing of the contract and then the changing of his personality, the tactics that were used to get a record-setting contract in Cleveland, I would want nothing more. This would be more enjoyable to me than the Texans having the number one pick in the draft almost. Is Deshaun Watson having to go into the volatile situation in Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, Super Bowl champ of the Cleveland Browns, leaving the city after he ends the draft? I would be happy for Browns fans, and I would be extremely amused by the thought of Deshaun Watson having to walk into that situation.
I think the middle ground could cause a lot of problems. Let's say they go 10-7, all right, with Baker Mayfield. Make the playoffs, exit in the first or second round, whatever, okay? Let's just pretend that game. Fans in Cleveland, because the Deshaun Watson thing is going to be ongoing, he's going to be coming off a suspension, maybe the suspension lasts, maybe there's more civil stuff, maybe some of these cases go to court, that's going to go into well into next offseason. If he takes them to 10-7 and a playoff berth, and Deshaun Watson stuff is still going on, Figgy, I know you know the answer to this. You know a lot of people in Cleveland as well. People are going to be saying, "Man, is Deshaun worth it? Is Deshaun worth all
people
this?"
People already saying that now.
Yeah, imagine if Baker does just that middle ground, like it's upper middle ground, but just that middle ground right there.
Because he's easy to rally around.
Right.
Like when he's at his best, Baker Mayfield is very easy to rally around. So you're going to look at this, you're going to say, we sold our soul for this, and Baker Mayfield's there.
Honestly, Baker was the perfect quarterback when he was on his game for the Cleveland Browns. Because, Cleveland always had this chip on their shoulder, and same thing with Baker.
Yeah.
So if he have a good year, it's going to be totally split.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Dean, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dean, and I was wondering, I fail to see what Deshaun Watson, I don't really get the depth of his sins. I mean, he wiggled around on the massage table. Maybe I don't understand the big picture.
What do you mean, the depth of his sins?
Well, how egregious was, like let's just assume that he did the I'm saying he's being told that he's going to be off for a year. For what? I don't.
You being serious? You being serious, Dean?
Yeah, I am. I don't. He wiggled around on a massage table, in my opinion.
Okay, so that's what happened. I don't know what happened, but I'm glad to talk to someone who does. So what happened? Tell me exactly what happened in these massages, because I have no. You're the first person I've talked to. Everyone involved in this. I've read every single lawsuit. I've talked to both attorneys. You're the first person. This is actually a really big deal here on In the Loop because you know what happened. Tell me what happened, Dean. Tell the audience.
Well, I'm calling because I don't know what happened, but I'm wondering.
I thought you said you did.
If I never said I know what happened. I said he wiggled. He sounds like, from all the evidence gathered, he did some appropriate things at a massage table. I don't understand why that's a year off of playing football.
Did you read all the lawsuits, Dean?
I did not read all the lawsuits.
So you don't know everything that he's accused of?
No, but I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it would be to get him banned for a year. I just can't imagine it.
Are you a Browns fan by chance?
No, I'm not a Browns fan.
Okay. Are you a Texans fan?
I was for about 15 years. I like rooting against them now, but I know that's not neither here nor there.
Are you a Clemson grad?
No, I'm not a Clemson grad.
Okay.
You said you don't understand. Real quick.
Well, there he goes, Dean.
He said he doesn't understand. I don't understand.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, I don't understand what his point of view is. Like, why would, what's the big deal with his behavior?
Yeah, I have no idea what he did. Now, if he just wiggled on a massage table, like Dean says he originally said he knew he did and then didn't know, then, yeah, this would be weird. I don't know everything that happened. I know it was a strange pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. I know there's been negative headlines. And I know that he's been accused of stuff, but I don't know what he did. So I can't say what should or shouldn't happen.
But going back to Dean, he said, I don't know what the big deal is. If he knows the story, even, just in a roundabout way, just the vagaries of it, he knows what Deshaun Watson has admitted to doing. The things we do know. Yes, he's never denied the 66. He's never denied the 24 massages. He's never denied taking a towel to Manville. He's never denied consensual sex with at least three. So that's the behavior that is going to lead to a suspension. So I don't understand why Dean would not get that. Just the conduct. We've never said guilty or innocent, or civil or legal. But the things that they have, his attorney has come on this station and pretty much verified all these things. So if that's okay with you and not even a suspension for one of your employees, I don't know if I can help you.
Why you ask, was he a Browns fan?
I'm just asking. I'm just trying to.
I actually asked him the same thing, screening the call. I'm like, hey, are you from Cleveland?
Look, we don't know what Deshaun did. We don't know. We know what Deshaun's accused of. We know there's some sort of middle ground there. To cover, but yeah, I unless you can tell me what he did, I can't answer the question like what's the big deal, because I don't think I'll ever know 100% what Deshaun Watson
not 100%, but we know some of the things that he's done that hasn't been denied. So is that the behavior you want?
Well, the good thing about Dean is he's not alone, because O.J. Simpson agrees with what Dean just said. This was O.J. Simpson talking about the Deshaun Watson accusations, and he supports Baker Mayfield and thinks Baker Mayfield should play for the Cleveland Browns in 2022.
I do believe that some of the girls just jumped aboard, but who knows? What I'm thinking about now is really Baker Mayfield. I'm Baker. I'm going in there, and I'm going to play the best football of my life. Do what he's always done. Give great effort. He's trying to show the other teams what he's capable of doing. He'll be gone next year, but this year, it's time for him to show other teams in the league what he's capable of doing. Play this year and show these other teams the quarterback that he's capable of being, and I'm cheering for him.
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here.
Show him what you can do. And that's how we got into this. You're bringing up the possibility of doing it in Cleveland. It'd be fun. Be fun to follow.
Stranger things have happened than Absolutely. Baker Mayfield like taking a team to an AFC championship game.
You heard him say they would have to reach out.
Look at when Baker Mayfield has been his best, like over the course of his career.
When he's mad and got a giant chip on his shoulder.
Pissed off. Walk on at Texas Tech. Boom. Yep. Texas Tech doesn't want him. Boom. Goes to Oklahoma. Walk on. Ends up being the number one overall pick. Bringing Cleveland back. Chip on his shoulder. Boom. Stranger things have happened than if Baker Mayfield came back. And it would be a nightmare for the Watson camp. It would be a nightmare for Texans fans. It would be a dream for me, because I would love to see Deshaun Watson walk in to Cleveland Browns practice facility after the season with Baker Mayfield, who, by the way, Cleveland already had kind of like a soft spot for Baker. They might have soured last year, but that's the kind of guy, like just like that underdog mentality.
That's what I mean. They would go from get him out of here to Baker, you're back, man, good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.